The Greater Cincinnati Independent Business Alliance is partnering with Hispanic Chamber Cincinnati to initiate Launch Cincy Juntos, a program designed to help generate small business opportunities for Greater Cincinnati's growing Hispanic community. CINBA has begun a pilot program in conjunction with other local groups to present a series of workshops that encourage working cooperatively, promote community involvement, and provide Spanish speakers with the tools they need to start their own businesses. I met with Owen Raich from the Greater Cincinnati Independent Business Alliance, who, with Xavier faculty member Joe Carter, helped start the Launch Cincy program. So I'm here with Owen Raich to talk about the Launch Cincy Juntos program.
Yeah, program for new interested entrepreneurs to get started on their ideas and turn it into revenue.
I guess we should start with, how did Launch Cincy itself begin?
Launch Cincy is a program we started at Xavier in the Williams College of Business to reach out to different neighborhoods throughout the Greater Cincinnati region. We did the first program in Price Hill. Joe Carter, a faculty member here, and at the time the director of the Settler Center, he'll be sticking with us on these programs specifically, wanted a way to reach out to some of the communities where they could really use support of their own community members to solve very community-based problems. And he wanted a way to reach out to communities like Price Hill and help people that are already there and would love to start a business but maybe haven't found the resources or the education to do it, connect them with resources. So really successful in Price Hill. We had, I think, over 50 applications for 20 spots that we thought we could reasonably handle. And we worked with Price Hill Will there to sponsor it. Moved on to Madisonville and a couple other communities with the same kind of partnership method. So we partner with an existing organization to do the programs and found them really successful. First group at Price Hill, we had actually two people already have been able to transition out of their full-time positions or working on it to work on their new enterprise.
And then how did the Launch Cincy program evolve to focus on more of a Hispanic business model?
That's a funny story. We were in a coffee shop over in Price Hill getting ready for the programs in Price Hill, and Nancy Sullivan walked up to us. She's with the community development organization there in Price Hill that we're partnered with. She asked what we were doing in town, and we told her about the Launch Cincy programs and thought that it would be wonderful if we could do it in Spanish. I personally have really enjoyed working with the Hispanic community in the past. I taught a little bit in El Salvador and was familiar with the Guatemalan community that's in Price Hill, and it really got me excited that we could work with the community there. So we went and found some students that were bilingual to help translate the programs, and now they're out helping us put them on.
Why did you feel that it was important to reach out to the Hispanic community specifically?
I think that the Hispanic community in Cincinnati is growing. I saw the mayor had come out just a couple weeks ago with an initiative, the idea that we really want to make Cincinnati a place that's friendly for immigration. Typically, when you look at the idea of making a city an immigrant-friendly place, I tend to think about the community like we're working with, a big group of many immigrants that are not necessarily highly educated. But I think what also gets thought about is highly educated immigrants. You know, we want to bring in doctors from India or people that are really good at code or something from these immigrant communities. I think it's important to look at, you know, all of the demographics. We've seen a huge spike in the number of Hispanics that are coming into the U.S. and into Cincinnati in general. We have almost a whole town in Guatemala has really come up to the area here. We're seeing, what is it, by 2060, we expect 1 in 3 people in the U.S. to be Hispanic. So this is a burgeoning demographic. And for us, our students to work with them, which is part of what we do with this program, and for us to learn more about the community, we need to understand it better. We started the Launch Cincy program both to support this group as they're coming in, helping them find a sense of themselves, find a sense of their own community and an identity, take all the energy they have currently about starting new businesses, about tying the ends together like they have, and convert that into something really valuable, not just for their families, but for the area, a business. And at the same time, we really want to help ourselves and our students get out there and get to know the groups, learn what their needs are, how we can better serve them. So I love the exercise that we've gotten in learning to do these programs in Spanish. And I think it's serving a really great community with a lot of potential that needs attention.
Are there particular neighborhoods that you'd like to focus on?
We'll start Launch Sensi Juntos in two specific neighborhoods, and then we'll be open to expanding it, just like the other programs. What we did to start in Price Hill is partnered with Price Hill Will and Nancy. What we'll do next is we're partnering with Catholic Charities of Southwest Ohio and the SUCASA organization over in Carthage. So by fall, right now we're in the middle of our pilot group, and we'll be starting the two new programs in the fall in both of those communities, Price Hill and Carthage. After that, we'll probably keep the programs going there based on the success we expect. It's found a lot of interest. And then we'll expand to another community.
Aside from the language barrier, what sort of challenges have you encountered through trying to do this program, and what sort of lessons have you learned from it?
One issue we ran into right away was actually having some credibility with the community. And I'll use that to explain some of the other things that we confronted. But finding credibility in the community requires us to show that, you know, as members of Xavier, we do have some insight into the business problems. Programs designed in the beginning, we just help people understand, you know, how to create a really good idea, one that you can make money off of, and that also helps solve really interesting problems in your own community. And then we move them through a program that we pulled together a lot of resources at Xavier to design over the course of a few weeks. And it requires that they have a lot of trust for each other. There's a tendency to be distrustful, I think, in some of the communities we work with. And one question we've had with this group is how to help everyone encourage them to share their ideas with each other. So that was an initial challenge, but really over time, they start to see that by working together, they've got a much better shot at getting a great business started. And part of the value we provide is having that community. That tumbles into another problem that we ran into, which was keeping the community together. There's a tendency to expect when you're working with Hispanic communities in Cincinnati and in other areas in the nation that probably a lot of people are undocumented or maybe aren't here legally or however you want to put it, they're at risk of not being here long term. Fortunately, we're able to target and find people that are more likely to be stable and people that are committed to the community, committed to the region, and really would like to have a sustainable business in Cincinnati. On the other hand, it is a part of what we do, that we will find people and people that are related to members of our group that are going to need to leave for whatever reason. So I think that's an issue that we've been running into. How exactly we'll overcome it in the best way is yet to be seen. I think what we're working on now is just saying, hey, let's get some stability in your enterprise. And that stability will help you confront these other issues with your family as you go.
Speaking back to the first challenge that you were talking about, the trust issues, is it more that they view their neighbor as their competition? Is it a challenge to get them to not see them as competition and more of a partner?
Yeah, I think that's exactly how it is. Now, we run into this with a lot of independent business owners. People that are entrepreneurial tend to think, hey, I want to do this on my own and be really successful. They also tend to think that everybody wants their idea. You know, I've got this great idea to start like a daycare center. It's a great idea. It's a good daycare center. Other people have started daycare centers. but there's a concern that if you talk too much about it or get close to other people, they might try to make the money. And I think that's a real concern. There is a risk that as you start working on your idea, you're going to run into some confrontations. You're going to have to work out who gets what share of the company as you build and grow. But what we need to help people understand is that it is about trusting and working together with other businesses in the community and other entrepreneurs. That's how you're going to make the biggest impact. If we don't start a good community of different businesses in the same area, it's going to be harder for us to attract people from other parts of the city. For example, one thing we're interested in is starting a really healthy Hispanic food community over in Price Hill. Cincinnati could use it. I love, you know, authentic Hispanic foods. Latin foods, and we could use more of them in Cincinnati. So what we got to do is figure out how to take, you know, a group of entrepreneurs and say, each of you have similar ideas sometimes, but you can kind of pull it out, tease it out, and find what makes yours different than the other one? And we can play them together so that you at the same time draw a bigger crowd because we have multiple food options. You've also got something that makes you special, so people will try a different one each time, or maybe they'll become loyal to you because you offer a specific kind of spicy foods, or maybe focus on breakfast while the other cafe focuses on dinner or some other specialty. So yeah, it's just about creating a sense of teamwork and really just developing the insight that it's by working together that you're going to draw bigger crowds. It really increases your likelihood of success.
So much in the way that it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a community to sustain a business.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any plans or any thoughts to expanding this program eventually into, say, Northern Kentucky?
Oh, yeah, I think definitely. I think we had a few people in our first price sell group that were from Northern Kentucky. In general, we're specifically targeting through this program at Xavier, which we're calling Excellent, the initiative to reach out to the community and local enterprises. We're targeting 26 neighborhood business districts at the moment, and I think about 7 of them are in Northern Kentucky. So as we expand the program, we're going to try to move it along through these neighborhoods. So yeah, pretty soon we'd like to get over to Northern Kentucky.
What other kind of business ideas have people come to you with saying, this is the type of business I might want to start?
Well, so we have our successes in the Launch Sensei program in Price Hill that we've already gotten to see, you know, really played out well. And then we have some of the ideas that have come up in Launch Sensei Junto since we started there. What we saw in Price Hill was a great diversity of ideas, similarly in the Juntos program. In Price Hill, we have somebody working on an idea to like lock grades down so that they don't get stolen. In the Launch Sensei Juntos community, we've had the idea for a tortilleria, which is to sell tortillas not just to the community itself, but also to restaurants and the region. So they want to do both like handmade for in the restaurant, like to do a restaurant with the tortilleria, and they'd like to do a machine process to sell them to different restaurants in the area. The group that's working on that actually already visited a successful one in, I believe, both Chicago and Cleveland, definitely Cleveland. So they're really looking into it, and I expect that it'll come out for us. Another one is working on a special sauce that they've designed. One is a daycare center idea. So I think we're going to have a good diversity of concepts. And as the program rolls along, the idea is that they can develop ones that they come up with initially, so we can kind of go through the process together. But they can also keep going out and thinking about new ways, new problems they can solve. So over time, they might come up with new concepts.
My thanks to Owen Raich from the Greater Cincinnati Independent Business Alliance. If you would like to find more information about Launch Sensei Juntos, or if you have a business plan you would like to submit, you can find links to more information at our website, wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.